Hello everyone. Today we have someone with us who's a dear friend. I know her from the time we were school gate moms together, chasing our toddlers around the school gate premises. And today she is a member of the Rajya Sabha. It has been an incredible journey. She's a dear friend of both me and Shunali. And I'm very proud to have Priyanka Chaturvedi here with us today.
Thank you
for coming here, Priyanka.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been wanting to come here forever.
Finally.
For the invite.
You're coming straight from the airport, aren't you?
Yes, yeah.
I feel so important.
We feel very honored.
Landed and driven straight to our studio.
And I feel like I'm making an excuse kind of a thing. You know, when you called me the other day and you said, well, when do you plan to come for this? I was like, listen, I have to go to Ranchi. Is it okay? Delhi, whatever, whatever. And then you gave me this date. I was like, I'm not letting this go now. So even if I have to come straight from the airport, I'm going to do this.
Thank you. We're so happy to have you with us.
Well, you're
but
most
you know,
welcome.
Priyanka, when we were standing at that school gate with oil in our hair, with the bachas, with pajamas, lute pite with our chasmas on, chasing those fellows because both our kids were hyperactive.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever think politics was going to be your journey and your destination?
See, you've known me and I am sure even you realize that I was not even thinking in that direction.
Yeah.
And I think I partially hold you responsible for taking me in that direction because of what happened the post 26/11, how you stepped in and you got the women bloggers to come on board and we started the India Helps, the blog. And we got so many, it was such a satisfying feeling.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So, you know, what happened was when the 26/11 terror attacks happened, and even during the school gate, you know, when we used to stand outside the school gate, wait for two naughty children to, you know, come to take them home, there was an incident that happened. You remember? I think some people from M&S came inside, barged inside the school and started to
throw stones and vandalize it. Yeah.
What was the reason for doing that?
Something happened with some kid.
So something triggered, right? And we both of us got so worked up and we like activism and we cannot
How
have
can
our
do that?
School children, school going kids exposed to violence like this, right? So it began with that. And then India Helps 26/11 terror attacks when they happened, I think it moved every Mumbaiker. And
sure,
I think a lot of my career trajectory changed post that. It made me realize that as a citizen of the city, as well as of the nation, we need to be more involved with how our policies shape up, etc. But that came much later. First was the immediate need to help. And it was Kiran who stepped up and she got all the women bloggers who were known bloggers working in their space to come forward and kind of contribute to help those, victims, especially those victims who did not find immediate support from the Taj Trust, Tata Trust, etc. So we did that. We did that for 1 year.
Hmm.
So that I think I hold her partially responsible for bringing me. I should express gratitude.
No, as I hold you responsible for getting me to write books.
Good. So both women motivated
like
each other.
Quid pro quo going on.
Yeah. But I didn't know I had that in me to go and fight the world and of course take on.
Were you doing something else at the time?
Yeah, so I had a recruitment firm. So I was working with Channel B. Shunali, I hope you remember those days when you were handling the PR.
Yes.
Yeah. So we had tables diagonally opposite to each other. But I'm sure we never really got to speak because we used to come for 2-3 hours.
Both of you tall, beautiful girls.
So involved in Viva, right? You know, the all-girl band.
Oh my God, we've never had this conversation.
Yeah, you were sitting right outside Amar Deeb's cabin, right? I was sitting right next to it myself.
So listen,
there is connection before friendship, okay? So
amazing.
Yeah.
So you had a recruitment firm.
So I resigned from Channel B because I had a small child and we were moving to Calcutta then. When I came back from Calcutta, I realized there was this huge misfit between what candidates are sent to the media houses as what their expectation from them are. So recruitment firms usually fail on that front, especially where media is concerned, especially broadcast media. And you know how their working hours are. You know the creative people. They come in late hours. Yeah. They work late hours, early mornings, etc. So I thought I would fit in there because I've seen that work experience and work life. And that recruitment firm was doing pretty well. It was a boutique firm. And I was working out of home.
This was when you returned from Calcutta.
When I returned from Calcutta.
Okay.
Because I resigned and Arna was very young. And I didn't think I could be I could do justice to both roles, mother as well as a career. So I started this firm, it was doing decently well, but it was this that kind of took me away from, you know, this entire idea of earning money all the time and thinking of, yeah, self-serving ideas.
So at this point, we also got involved with this pavement school.
Yes, yes.
I think that was your turning point, Priyanka.
I think, yeah, could be. But yeah, basically, it led you there, right? Yeah. You're looking for solutions as a citizen of Mumbai, as someone who passionately loves the city, a city which has given me everything. Happiness, tears, success, everything. I feel like you want to pay back. Sure. And at a time like that. So I think it began with that. And then you want to find solutions to problems. What is plaguing my city? How are we helping the children who are coming from, you know, lesser privileged backgrounds? So that the pavement school movement started, where we started a pavement school along with the people from Asha Kiran in Andheri. They were they were moving away from, while they were continuing in Andheri, there were some trustees who wanted to move beyond Andheri. So they started in Goregaon. So the pavement school began right opposite our school. So we were very engaged in that. And that is how, you know, things moved from one to the other. That's when the Youth Congress was opening up to people who were coming from non-political background. Rahul Gandhi had initiated this idea, which I think was a phenomenal idea, to bring in people from non-political backgrounds. And I remember telling her, listen, let me just give it a shot. The Youth Congress, she's like, are you crazy? My husband, are you crazy? My in-laws, are you crazy? But I was like, no, I want to do this. So this is how it began.
So, but you were already on social media, I remember that point. And you were already fighting tooth and nail for the Congress before you formally enrolled with the Congress.
You're right.
So there was that political keeda already in you.
Yeah, in my head. I think BlackBerry to us. Twitter did that to us. We realized how it was, you know, Twitter was a place where we were exchanging ideas.
Yeah.
We were also getting a lot of, I would say, a voice, a platform to raise our voices. And people, I mean, I remember at, you know, when Twitter used to be a happy space.
Yes,
we used to have conversations beyond politics.
Of course.
We used to share music,
but
fashion.
But you felt you had a skin in the game.
Yes.
In changing, bringing about any kind of a change, social change, political change in the country, you felt invested and you felt you could do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did formula. You ever feel that not having a political background and being a woman?
Yeah.
In a primarily male-dominated terrain.
Was that like a struggle, a disadvantage? Did you have to learn, unlearn?
Yeah,
how was it?
So yes, it was definitely something which I felt if I had those connections, if I knew how things work, things would be easier for me. Easier in the sense I would have felt more heard in the system. So once you're sucked into this entire organizational, political spaces, some voices are heard and some voices are not. Unfortunately, many have to just drop out of it because they can't cope with that pressure. But I was very single-mindedly focused. The good thing was at that time, the Anna Andolan movement began. There were many people who were not political were coming forward and wanting to engage. The civil society was wanting to engage with the political system. So there was a whole new platform which was opening up. And there were voices being heard. Women were the conscious voices which were coming out and saying that no more Nirbhayas, right? So those things that happened that kind of turned into a catalyst where political parties felt we need women voices. Women who can, you know, who understand the political system, who can speak, who have a mind of their own, who are ready to stand up. So this is how it all triggered and it became a platform which I would say kind of made it the journey a little more easier because I knew what my strength was. I knew it was communication. I knew social media platforms, something that Congress hasn't woken up to.
You're so
like
well-read also.
Yeah.
You used to keep a blog.
Yes.
A book review blog. I mean, I don't know any politician in this country who has that kind of a background with, you know.
No, boss. There are many who read. But yeah, they don't talk about it.
I mean, other than Mr. Tharoor.
Of course, Mr. Tharoor is an author. I hope to be add the author bit also to my...
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is only going to be a funny book.
From a tweet, you can tell. I mean, she has that.
Yeah, it will definitely be a funny book on how politics works and how women in politics.
Yeah, we want that some of that funniness just spilled over now.
Yeah.
You know, I remember an incident.
Yeah, tell me.
We both went to Barkha's show.
Oh, yeah. This was
just after 2611,
right?
And we
monsoon, the 26th July rains. I think.
No. It was about the terrorist attacks. And
oh,
all
it
that.
Was it about 2611?
We were both sitting in the audience, and I remember Priyanka telling me very firmly and very surely, next time I'm not going to come to sit in audience.
Oh my God! How prescient!
Yeah, I was like, yeah,
and we had got as audience.
Yeah, we were just audience. Because you know we were involved in India Health, and Balkha probably Balkha wanted the two of us on the show.
But must we be as the audience. Elections
are invited. And yeah. I was like, boss, I'll be on the panel one day. I'm not going to do these audience. I'm not going to be sitting in the audience ever again.
It happens. See, manifestation does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. I tell you, I am a strong believer of that. You manifest something, because I always felt I'll be in the parliament one day. I never thought the process, how it will happen, how, because I remember once me and my husband were arguing and he's like, career, you know, you've given up a lot of your stuff and you're focusing on a career which is so uncertain. Politics is an uncertain field and look how they look at women and blah, blah, blah. Where do you see yourself? We are fighting. And he said it much more harshly than I'm sure.
Turn up the volume 10 times.
Das guna bada do, please. And you know how Vikram is at times. So I was like, listen, I know I'm going to the parliament. He had this shock on his face. What is she even talking about? I mean, you know, what is she saying?
That you knew this.
Yeah.
And you
felt
this conviction.
I was very clear about some things that maybe I'll contribute better in the, in the Indian parliament than I'd be able to contribute through, let's say, an assembly, a state, etc. I'd rather be a voice of the nation, a voice of the people of the nation. So that, and he was like, what is she talking even? You know, she's so bizarre. Yeah. She has no clue. And how are you planning to go there? How are you planning to reach the parliament? Somehow. So I think I'm a big believer of manifesting something loudly and saying that, yes, this is what I want. And it happens. It happens. But I say it in a closed circle now.
I'm Winnie the Pooh one day. Just sing that.
तुम लोग को बेस्ट सेलर बनानी है भले ही तुम 100-100 कॉपीज खरीद लेना हजार कॉपी खरीदनी पड़े यू विल हैव टू डू इट
100%
अरे तो वो तो वैसे ही हो जाएगा
क्योंकि क्या है वो बूथ कैप्चर की बात करी यहाँ पे ऑलरेडी बेस्ट सेलर बनाने की बुक को
सो लिसन व्हाट वर द इनिशियल हर्डल्स दैट एंड स्ट्रगल्स दैट यू एज अ वुमन फेस when you were, you know, finding your, navigating your way through the world of politics?
So first is that they don't take you seriously, right?
It's just
that you have to be loud, louder, loudest to be heard. And that was just not in me. That was just not in me to get louder. I'm still not the pushy types.
Yeah.
I won't say push my way into the first row, front row, etc. I just don't do it.
Right.
But what is it that you bring to the table? I think it's become a lot like, even in politics now, there is a need for people who are, you know, who can connect, who can speak, who can put their party's point of view across. And I think I realized that that was my space. And I would say I was the first mover on social media. I think few of us are first movers on social media. Of course, there was Dr. Tharoor, but then there were the rest of us, the minions, right?
Right.
So we, through that platform, we made our voices heard. We saw a lot of barriers coming down. We had Umar Abdullahi, who was the chief minister then, who was used to chill on Twitter.
Yeah, he was wonderful on Twitter.
Dr. Tharoor used to chill on Twitter, but suddenly everyone became judgmental. Everyone like, oh look, the chief minister has so much time to tweet to people.
I know.
But otherwise, it was such a...
It was a lovely place
to... yeah, I remember those days.
You didn't have to watch your back all the time. You could say what you wanted to.
Yeah, so Congress, of course, did not understand what are we talking about? What this transition is all about? Where voices, you know, people are directly talking to their representatives. They just did not understand that. So, of course, loudest to ek thai hi, wahan pe problem. The thing was also, maybe she's not serious about this. She's coming from a totally non-political background. How much will she... survive? But I would say there were few people who helped me through this journey. Otherwise it would have been very difficult. But I didn't have any mentor. One thing I really regret is there was nobody who could stand up for me and say, you know what, Priyanka is saying, just hear her. Whatever I made through was because of what I was bringing.
But did you have like a role model or somebody you could look up to and admire and say, well, if she can do it, so can I?
No, I wanted to be a role model myself.
Well, wonderful.
How it should work. But no, unfortunately, role models in political spaces, everyone has their grays, right? Though I look up to Indira Gandhi. But of course, she has her grays. But in terms of role model and how I will fit myself into this political system, there was none. I was learning myself. I was trying to understand it myself. And obviously, little space that I created, because I was not competition in the sense, I'm not asking for a ticket. I'm not asking for your space. I'm not saying make me X, Y, Z. Till then, they're comfortable. The minute you start saying that, hello, I want to be here, this is what I seek, that's when problems begin. So initially I was learning and I was like, whatever role's given to me. And that is how it functions. It is tough. It is tough for a woman to keep proving herself again and again and again in this entire system. And then there are groups. There are multiple groups. And in those multiple groups, where do you fit in? And go and lose talk is so damaging, especially for a woman. There's so much loose talk around you, which you don't get to hear.
Mm.
But you know, someone has already... So there were times when there was so much loose chatter about me. And I did not know because I used to come back to Mumbai.
Sure.
But Delhi is there, you know, the Delhi circle is chatting. And it's like the Chinese whisper, everybody is talking to everybody. And suddenly there's this narrative about me, which was like, hey, who are you even talking about? That's not
and
me.
And then they say men don't gossip.
Oh man. Men gossip more than women.
Yes. That's the biggest myth in the world, which needs to be busted like right now on today's podcast.
Have we busted it? I wanted you to talk about the other aspect of being a woman politician. I have seen you traveling nonstop and your kids were so young. Tell us about that.
So, so what happened was Pia was very young. She was 2. And I started to... Anitra, she'll hate me for calling her Pia on your show. But Anitra was very young. She did not understand all of this. So both of them had to grow up a lot because they did not have the access to having their mother beside them all the time. I feel bad about it, but I did feel that they would understand where I'm going. I went through a lot of guilt pangs, but I had a very strong support system which would step in, like my sisters close by, my mother of course stepped in. But it is very difficult, you know, especially I entered politics when I had 2 children already.
Mm-hmm.
And those 2 children were really young
children.
Very young.
So you have to, and then it was like, you know, what am I doing? I've fought with my family, I fought with everybody to be here. And if I don't see it through to what I'm looking at, then my children will also look at me as, you know.
What was that
okay,
for?
What were you
they must be
sacrificing your time, effort, energy, you know, play time with the children, whatever fun time with the children. I remember they were, so when I became a spokesperson, and to be a spokesperson in the Congress at that point of time was like really a challenging task.
You were thrown to the wolves.
Yeah, totally. I mean... Before the BJP spokesperson speaks up, there was the media which was already saying that, hello, you people so should not talk only. We don't want to hear your side of the story. So just keep quiet. What are you coming and defending it for? Also, many times it was very difficult, mentally taxing as well. Weekends, maybe debates milti thi. I remember one day, and there were no dinners with the children. Because weekend, maybe you are working. कोई टाइम नहीं है रात के 11 बजे कोई न्यूज़ ब्रेक हो रही है तो तुम्हें फोन कर रहे हैं दिन में एंड यू हैव टू बी सो मेंटली इन ट्यून ऑल द टाइम राइट यू डोंट एंड अप सेइंग समथिंग फुल्ली ऑन ऑल द टाइम कि तुम यू नो यू डोंट मेस अप योर पार्टी आई वाज सो कॉन्शियस ऑफ दैट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी आई मस्ट टेल यू यह कि जब भी मुझे कोई रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी मिली आई बिकम लाइक रियली लाइक एंगेज इन्वॉल्व इन इट कि आई शुड नॉट मेक अ फूल फॉरगेट ऑफ माय सेल्फ But of the organization I'm representing, because they have given me this profile, right? And I'll always be grateful to the Congress for that, for giving me that profile. But whatever I put into it was my own hard work, effort, energy to kind of prove myself. So I remember once where we had a dinner plan and suddenly I got a call from Delhi office saying that there's a debate urgently. Some other spokesperson has dropped out. You're the only one who fits in. You are doing this. Both the children were so excited that, you know, Mama is going to be home and we're going out for dinner after months. And I had to break the news. And more than my children, I think it was my husband who reacted. And he reacted really badly. Really badly. He's like, you can't do this. I mean, okay, we are all struggling in our space, which is fine. But you can't just dump a plan that we've made. And it happens very often, right? So we've planned to go to, let's say, a movie or whatever. Suddenly some work comes up or I have to travel. तो ये थोड़ा होता है यू नो पर आई थिंक अब बच्चे देख रहे हैं कि द स्ट्रगल दैट आई हैव पुट इन माय 100% इनटू समथिंग सो आई थिंक द किड्स प्रोबेबली वुड लर्न कमिटमेंट ऑन यू नो
बट दे अप्रिशिएट दिस टुडे
या दे डू दे डिड इट इवन देन यू नो अदरवाइज इट वुड बी अ डिफिकल्ट टास्क फॉर मी
स्पीकिंग ऑफ दैट टाइम व्हाट डिड यू पर्सनली गो थ्रू बिकॉज आई विल जस्ट से वी आर ऑल मदर्स हियर राइट Just this morning, we had a studio booking and my daughter had her ballet exam in town.
Huh.
So she suddenly said, aren't you coming to drop me?
Huh.
And I said, no, but you never said. I came for a mock exam that day. I've seen you perform. She said, oh, but other mothers are coming. So I promptly said, okay, I will come to drop you and I will not sit through your while you're taking the exam inside. And I will wish you all the best, kiss you and take my car, head back home directly. And because I had to come here. And that's exactly what I did. And I was like, thank God I made it in record time from my house to Breach County, Sophia College and back. But I'm saying that's what being a mother is. It's always a race against time, dealing with all sorts of guilt. And yet we have our own aspirations. Our own, for me, my aspiration was to stick to the commitment we had made today to record this. Yours was your political party and its needs, which are not, though they don't run on the clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was, I mean, you know, I know it's all well and good when it works out well, but if revisit that time, what were your inner emotions?
No, I tell you, many women who joined along with me in that flow of youth Congress is taking non-political people, none of them could cope with that stress. And they were single women, right? They were like, Priyanka, we have to get married. We have other issues in life. We have a career to look at. How can we just give it up all for this? They just left the system. And I kept feeling that, and of course, two children and this entire dilemma of, you know, not being able to be there for the children. I remember Anantra ka annual day tha. And I had to go to some Manish market or something. You know, they had these outfits.
Best costume.
Yeah, college and schools. Mein ye jo shuru ho gaya na,
they involve the parents to
projects karo, ye karo, wo karo. It's always the mother who ends up doing this. And my kids never got marks for it.
I swear, same
the mother's not there. Or the mother's not creative enough. The mother won't make that kind of effort. I used to make some simple, you know, I told them, encourage them to make some simple project and submit it. But they were those fancy ones who were coming. And then my kids used to come home and they're like, oh, look at what their mothers.
Tiger mothers.
Effort dekho, mummy kitna kare. And they realize that those projects are rented.
Maine ek baar rock bheja tha.
Projects are rented.
Labeled inertia. So don't beat yourself over it. Okay?
She told me, why don't you draw some, kuch image draw kari thi. Jitni main buri singer hoti, buri draw kari thi. Doctor very politely is asking me, mummy, horse bana ko
what did you draw?
Koi mahila banane ko bola tha and doing some job, okay? Some task that she was doing.
And you drew a horse?
No, I didn't draw a horse.
Looked like a horse.
It looked very horsey.
It was a horsey mahila.
And I told her, and I gave her such a bad stare, the poor girl took it. Unfortunately, I have a mother who can't draw. What do I do?
Yeah.
But I think these schools are like, they have some crazy demands. But more than the schools having these demands, it's the mothers
who make it awful.
Like,
my God, did you face the judgment?
Oh,
oh God. I know.
That group used to make me feel guilty. So my husband one day told me, just drop out of the group. I hate to say it. I had to. There was
fine.
Yeah, because it used to mentally like, oh God, look, that mom's doing this. Oh, look, this is where they're vacationing while my poor children are sitting at home. Yeah. While the mother is busy working. Because her summers, mein kahin na kahin chunav ho raha hota tha, national party thi, Congress party. You have to go there, spend months there, whenever they tell you to go. Otherwise, you're losing out on this. So,
no, actually, as a working mother, and this is a slightly different subject from women in politics, but it's all the same relevant.
It's a working mother.
You know, as a working mother, when class moms are meeting for lunches, okay? Now, weekdays is my writing time, okay? To get ready for a lunch and show up somewhere. So, whenever I couldn't, I had a writing commitment to do or deadline. I would say, I can't come. And one day my daughter said, Mama, all the mothers meet for lunch. I said, but tumhe kya? You're not even there. No, but they talk about it later. So pressure on a mother comes from the simplest and the most ridiculous of things.
Right, true.
And then they're all virtue signaling online. On the WhatsApp group, they're all trying to, many are doing it genuinely. So I'm not trashing mothers, but I'm saying they're so involved that if you're sort of borderline, not that involved, you feel inadequate as a mother and then your child starts to feel
that. I remember, and this is something that really got me so worked up, because there was a project, joint project, which the students had to do. So the there was a group of mothers, this is for my daughter, a group of mothers that was, you know, the ones who were in that same group, they made they made a WhatsApp group and we were exchanging. I remember I was in Israel at that time, and I just get a call from my daughter who's crying like crazy. And my husband, I said, what happened? My husband comes on the line and he's like, one of the mothers has called up Anitra. And she has shouted her lungs out at
how dare she?
Unfair,
Anitra, for something that she, you know, about some project that you probably haven't read, or you're just so busy in your life that because of which Anitra had to hear it out. I was like, are you kidding me? I looked at the WhatsApp messages and everything, and then I called out the mother. I said, this is just not done, dude. Whatever pressures you live with in your lives, we live under tremendous more pressure, but don't take it out on my child. And I think my daughter lost a lot of confidence, because a lot of times there was no one around to fight that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was realizing that those are places where you falter, yeah, but you're a human.
And you're a parent for the first time. Yeah. And you're making a career for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the both the kids had their own challenges, really. And
but this is what I feel is very unfair, you know, Priyanka Shinali. It is the mother's responsibility always.
No matter what.
Huh. Yeah. The father is also there.
Yeah, true, true.
The father can also be on the WhatsApp group. There's no rule that says it
oh,
has
yeah, so
to
he
be.
Oh, yeah, so he joined the WhatsApp group.
you take responsibility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So a lot of it, we actually sat down because a lot of places we felt that, you know, we can't have, because of our both our schedules, we can't have the children have to, you know,
to
answer to a lot of people. So we did understand our responsibilities and core areas, what we can contribute and what is something that I can't contribute where he can fill in.
Lovely.
Otherwise, address it through some other mechanism, right?
Yeah.
So it happens. It's always, I think it's, though everyone says, oh no, we can manage it all and whatever.
No, no, no.
These new age moms can
nobody
say,
can
oh,
manage
look,
it all.
We can do everything. No, yeah.
Only Instagram
don't,
moms
don't,
can.
Me.
Yeah, correct.
I look at some reels and I'm like, wah, kya maa hai yaar.
Yeah,
I know. I'll never be that.
No, it's true. It's true. No, I think you can. Firstly, you can't have it all.
हाँ अब तुम देखो मेरी माँ के पांच बच्चे थे. पांचों को संभाल लिया ना. अब पांचों को कितना समय दे सकती हैं? संभल गए ना ठीक ठाक ही बनकर निकले ना
yeah.
आजकल की माएं सो ओके सो अर्णव व्हेन ही वाज इन द यूएस ही वाज फाइंडिंग इट डिफिकल्ट टू एडजस्ट लॉट्स ऑफ मदर्स टोल्ड मी कि तुम दो महीने अपने करियर को ब्रेक दो तुम दो महीने उसके साथ रुको और वहां पे बैठो मैंने कहा क्यों बैठो भाई
सो मेनी मम्स आर डूइंग दिस
आई थिंक वी मस्ट स्टॉप वी शुड स्टॉप मेकिंग
एंड वी रेज अ वेरी फ्रेजाइल जनरेशन एंड वी हैव ऑल वन वे और द अदर कंट्रीब्यूटेड टू इट आई मीन यू क्लियरली हैवंट बट आई एम जस्ट सेइंग दैट
No, they told me, what are you doing? You should be there. You
yeah,
should...
No wonder they are not resilient.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, Manika, he'll have to learn to adjust. Yeah.
Shukar hai,
as much as
two...
I look like a bitter mom, I mean, not a bitter mom there, no? Uh-huh. A mom who's pushing her son to do what patthar dil. That's the right word.
But this is tough love.
But come on. I mean, hum nahi ho to kaise karenge bachche?
Exactly.
Sambhalenge na mi zindagi.
Yeah.
I remember I had to sit down with my daughter one day because she used to make me feel very guilty. Of course, she had every reason, okay?
Listen, it's a thing, right? Haan. In the class, all kids are talking about my mom, right?
Haan.
So
uske man mein hota tha ki meri maa nahi hoti hai, meri maa kabhi annual declare nahi hoti hai, kabhi PTM, to maine uska kabhi attend hi nahi kiya. My husband did it.
Sure.
Like, nobody has seen my mother. Sab kehte hain ki koi, you know, she was never there, you're always busy, ye wo. So one day I had to sit her down. I said, Anitra, what if there was no mother only?
Of course.
Kya kaise sambhalti hai tum?
Haan.
So, not that she understood, not that she came. But she toned down that a bit. Mm. And it's like, you'll have to adjust to this ideas, yeah? That you have a mother who's chosen a career which is a lot more difficult than perhaps...
Indira Nui has spoken about
yep.
it. She's spoken about her struggles.
And actually, when she said it, I felt a sense of relief. At yeah. least someone said it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because it becomes really difficult at times. But I hats off to all those mothers who can
you
manage it all.
Just elaborate on the milk bottle episode.
Yeah, the Indira Nui spoke about it publicly that when she returned home from being made, I forget the post, maybe
the
director.
Her mother asked her to.
Her mother said, that's all fine.
Go get milk.
Yeah.
You've been promoted
out. Go get the milk.
Go yeah. get the milk. And her husband had been home
right,
all
right,
evening.
Right.
But the husband had not been told.
Yeah. So yeah, I think there's a lot of conditioning that we women in India go through. I think maybe across the world.
Yeah.
There's this conditioning ki ghar ki zimmedari tumhe sambhalni. Chalo, bilkul
sambhalni. Yeah, the other day, I mean, I know she's not important or significant enough that Nora Fatehi.
Oh man, what right? did she speak? I saw that reading.
Maybe it's fireballs. It's fireballs, I think. She can't be that tough.
No. It is a belief system.
Huh, exactly.
She said that, you know, men and women are meant to be equals, but only to an extent.
Huh.
Okay. Because we are basically meant to be nurturers. Okay. Huh. Is she nurturing for a career right now? I'm just saying that if you trash feminism.
I don't think you don't trash people.
She trashed feminism, but if it weren't for feminism, you wouldn't be doing what you do and speaking.
Absolutely.
And being able to say this on camera, and you'd be sitting in a kitchen with, you know, a veil over your head and
pregnant.
Probably cooking.
It's like, you know, women saying, yeah, we vote, so what's the big deal? We have our rights. Women in America and Europe had to fight for those rights.
That's so
generations before you have fought this, yes.
Exactly. Okay.
So today where you are and which the platform you've managed to get is because someone has fought that fight.
No, it's really ungrateful.
I remember I was on a podcast with Pink Villa.
Hmm.
And Manisha Koiralaji is saying this, that, you know, there were no women makeup artists. They were allowed as hairstylists.
But not makeup.
But not makeup
dadas,
artists.
There were dadas.
They
were makeup, yeah.
And it was, they were not given those licenses to show themselves as makeup artists. She said she broke that trend. She said, it's not happening. I need to have women. If I choose to have a woman as a makeup artist, why can't she too be a makeup artist? Why is she reduced to just being a hairstylist?
Yeah.
So I think those are those fights. Maybe probably Nora Fateh is not aware of it.
Mm. How can you not?
Manisha Koirala even went on to say that they had to sign a contract that they won't get pregnant during the movie making process.
Oh my.
And they fought those fights. So probably, the so-called the new generation of stars that are coming out, they haven't seen those fights, right?
Yeah.
They haven't seen the struggle a woman actress has probably gone through. So those are...
But maybe read a book.
Light.
But see what is happening.
Difficult ever to...
But see what's happening in America right now. Agency and consent.
Yeah.
Right to pregnancy, a woman's right to abortion. If this is what is happening in a country like the US, it's scary what can happen to the rest of the world.
In fact, I participated in those protests, but I saw so many women coming out and protesting. I was in the US at that point in time when the Roe v. Wade was picking up. And it was crazy. But nobody seems to be listening to them.
This is The Handmaid's Tale. It's not all fiction, actually. It is, in a way, exactly a little exaggerated presentation of what can be done to women's bodies and their rights over their own bodies.
Actually, Margaret Atwood did say that. No? She did say that whatever is presented in The Handmaid's Tale, everything has happened in this world before.
Absolutely.
It is nothing that I have made up.
Absolutely.
I found that book, I couldn't get through it. So then I gave it up. Mm-hmm. It was too disturbing. It was too... triggering. I know
which
it's a...
book is... I'm so sorry.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale.
Uh-huh.
And then if you watch even the series,
It
is triggering at so many levels to watch it. And, even the most... even a Nora Fatehi will feel triggered, okay?
Yeah.
And to understand that if we forfeit our rights and all our fights, and even there's no harmless statement made on a public platform because it has far-reaching consequences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody out there is saying, yeah, she's right.
She's right.
Absolutely. Considering that reel went viral and everybody was like, yes, someone needed to say this. What? I was in the parliament when the discussion on termination of pregnancy, where we were increasing the termination of pregnancy
to 26 weeks.
26
weeks.
Right. So, I remember one woman coming in saying, ke jab humari mata aur behno ke saath rape hota hai, to wo unko adhikar milta hai. I said, boss, it's not just about this. It's about a woman's agency.
Agar,
forget just being raped. If she doesn't want to go through having that child, maybe she's the only person. Maybe she's gone through a divorce. Maybe she feels she's not mentally prepared to handle the child.
I'm going to butt in here and say something very interesting. There's a woman who was left abandoned by her husband. He kept a mistress and the child as well. And this woman works for me. Okay.
Oh.
She is in sort of a live-in relationship with somebody, and she was asking me not long ago that, I'm too old now. My first child was taken away from me. Do you think I can have a child? I said, of course you can have a child well into your 40s nowadays. Mm-hmm. And then about a month and a half later, she discovered she was pregnant. Now her boyfriend is desperate to marry her. His family is happy to accept. See, people look at the progressive society, at least
that
in Bombay,
in
pockets. It's happening in pockets. Okay, I know
and this
that
is an underprivileged section.
So I'm just talking about these.
Yeah, they are less judgmental. I've noticed.
No, so she's in her 30s. Then so she was. I said, you should be really happy because this is what you really wanted. She said, someone to call my own. She got a little kitten. So she said, Billi ke alawa bhi toh, I need someone to call my own, someone to take care of me when I'm older. So I said, I was so happy for her. I just returned from a trip and I said, wow, she's pregnant. There was no judgment from her. I said, naturally.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then she was going through the trimester issues, nausea and dizziness or whatever. And then one day she just tells me, I'm not going to keep this child. Like 10 days later. I said, but you wanted this. She said, look, he's not going to pay his bills. Okay, I asked him that we moved into a bigger room. I asked him to pay the deposit. And she's been staying in my house because I'm short staffed right now. She says, so I had to GPay that money for the deposit. And I've realized that he doesn't earn as much as me. And he's a lallu. So he's never going to do it. So I'm going to the doctor and I'm going to take a pill. So I said, please sleep on it.
Yeah,
you can still have the child without
it.
The man.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, no, I'm not going to be bothered. Who's going to raise the child? I'll need to work sooner or later. I have no one else in Bombay her family is in some other city. So she said, are you going to speak to her? She said, no, I loved it. She did not need to engage him in this conversation. She went to the gynec, she got the pill and she came back to my house. She said, I'm thinking, I'll just tell him. Okay. It happened by itself. No, but she went and told him. She said, I can't lie. I told him, my body,
my choice.
Exactly.
I was so proud of her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I did feel sorry that her circumstances are not permitting her to, you know, because who will earn a living for me? She wants a child, but whatever. No, but she's happy now.
At least, my point is, she took a decision.
Yeah.
And she took a decision on her own body based on what she feels. The world she's going to leave a child behind in or what she will face.
Yeah.
Right? That is the crux of it all.
That's it.
A woman's agency is her woman's own and what she takes a call on. And it's just that I think our laws are pretty progressive. If you look at India's laws on this particular issue, they are very progressive.
Yes.
And I appreciate my country for that. That despite it all, maybe it could be because of the population or whatever reasons, that we have been more scientifically driven about these kind of issues.
While Americans,
you're bringing religion into it and sentiments into it. It's just, and then they'll hold fort on, you know, various other things that are going wrong in my nation. We'll sort it out. You know, sometimes I feel like telling these countries, dude, we'll sort it out. We've gone through a lot, we'll sort it out.
Yeah, correct. But what do you think about the divorce laws in our country? I mean, they are still rigged in the man's favor. And there are amendments required. I'm sure that there are women's organizations sitting and talking about it. And you've yourself worked a lot in the area of, you know, basically empowering women and doing things for...
I wouldn't say divorce laws are in the favor of men. I'd be very honest. It's just that, of course, there's a long struggle because the decision-making,
the conclusion
of a process that begins takes a lot more time. Wouldn't say it is the case.
You think that they don't need to sort of be made even more favorable to women or more fair when it comes to property, when it comes to, you know, distribution of wealth, like in the US, it's 50-50. But in India, it doesn't work like that.
No. The settlements that happen, they are actually driven through a process. I wouldn't say that they are in favor of anybody. I'd be very honest about it. There are 100 issues in my, you know, the judiciary and the laws, etc. I wouldn't say this is one of them.
And I'm not talking about affluent classes.
Yeah.
Where women can afford really good, powerful lawyers. I'm talking about the middle classes. How do divorces pan out over there today?
No, of course, there are cases where women feel cheated. Women feel that they haven't been given enough.
That's what I'm saying.
There are times where manipulation happens. Those are unfortunate scenarios where we need to create awareness in women.
But having said that, I think most of the cases I've seen, it's been pretty equitable.
Really? I somehow have
the impression based on what I've seen or read about that.
I think even our marital laws in terms of at least the law. That's a controversial topic to get on the Uniform Civil Code. That's a separate thing which...
Yeah.
If looked at from a progressive empowerment angle, I think it is important.
Yes.
But if it is looked from the political lens, it would be unfortunate. Any government which comes into power, I would say, should look at it from a progressive empowerment role. Mm. Not through a political space of us versus them. There are challenges in our system. But most of the times you've seen... But yeah, wherever personal laws come in, are kicked in, women do face the consequence of it in personal laws. But as far as Hindu laws are concerned, they have been pretty progressive. Mm. Whether they accuse the court bill, etc., whatever, but they've brought women on par with men.
Okay.
Talking about women being on par with men, we recently did an episode on self-promotion. And one of the things we were talking about is how we women suck at self-promotion.
Oh, totally. When we say
we women, we were speaking about only some of us, because some women we know today.
How very good at it.
Oh, my God.
I know exactly.
So tell us about it. Now, we were speaking purely from the lens of our profession.
Yeah.
Tell us from the lens of your profession, is it essential, is it necessary for somebody in politics to be some sort of a narcissist? Do you have to
absolutely
promote yourself?
Yani tumhe laaj sharam apne promotion ke bare mein chhod deni hai. You are there. You are your own, I would say, PR agency.
Hmm.
You are your own narrative creator. You are your own career builder. And you have to be unapologetic about it. Because, I'm sorry, unfortunately, in the political space, no other woman is coming to fight your fight.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it.
Okay.
I remember when I thought I would bring in, you know, as soon as I go into the Rajya Sabha, I had this brilliant idea that I'll bring women above their political choices. ठीक है यार तुमने राज्य तुम बीजेपी से जीत गए तुम शिवसेना से जीत गए तुम कांग्रेस से जीत गए वो सब एक तरफ है पर जेंडर कॉज एक तरफ है ना तो तुमने अपनी राजनीति कर ली तुमने तुम लोकसभा में आ गई तुम राज्यसभा में आ गई लेट्स क्रिएट अ कॉकस वेयर वी ट्राई एंड ब्रिंग इन I've always said this and I continue to believe it. We cannot be fight what women reduce themselves to. They keep fighting over the same size of the pie, share of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
They're not working towards pushing the size of, you know, making the size larger.
Mm-hmm.
Let's include more women. Let's bring in more voices. Don't keep fighting over this little space.
I know, but that's just also like the crab bucket of crab thing. I think Indians, it's just in our country that somebody getting a little...
No, actually, that in this case, it wasn't that. It wasn't
all
that.
In the Rajya
it's
Sabha.
Just that we are all in this little, you know, triangular space that we've given, this little piece of the pie that we've given. Let's just do this. So my idea was, but it had nothing to do with the, you know, space that they've created for themselves. It was to do, let's create more spaces. Right? So let's create a caucus and have a common goal towards anyone saying anything patriarchal to a woman.
I see. Let's come through within that space. The caucus.
Within that caucus, above our political beliefs,
sure.
We can at least speak up for our gender issues, right? For example, if let's say character assassination happens or selective targeting happens, how do we address this? Unfortunately, there were not many buyers of this idea. Then there was also, I remember I was doing the show on Rajya Sabha TV, which I quite enjoyed doing, except for the part where it used to take me 1 hour to do makeup and then they used to tell me the sari is all wrong, you have to go home and change your sari again.
Oh, God.
Because it's not camera. There was something about stripes wali sari or something that camera could...
I see.
I'm like, boss, I am a member of parliament. I'm not a professional TV anchor or something, but I'm trying to do this to bring in the voices of women. So parliament, of course, you've known some people, some women who are more, you know, vocal. Well, there are many more women who are coming from tribal areas, who come from Panchayati Raj to the Lok Sabha. Talking about their journeys was phenomenal, right?
Sure.
And they were beautiful stories to share. So I started to do that, and I used to tell a lot of these women who are already well-known faces, etc., why don't you come on the show? Let's have you on the show. They're like, why should a woman only interview a woman? And why should we be telling only women's stories? Why should we be reduced to... Yeah, because I'm proud to be a woman. And I would want more women's stories to come out for children. You know, girls who are listening to these stories can feel inspired, yeah. Ki tum, I mean, it tries...
So what, is there awareness lacking or interest in...
No, they're like, humare to male voters bhi hain. Why should we reduce ourselves to gender issues? So ye actually cheezein hain which impact, you know, jo political spaces mein hoti hai. So there's no... And many, of course, fear going beyond their political parties, ideas. For example, the Brij Bhushan episode, you know, that happened. It was a very clear case. The women wrestlers are saying something. You could have at least...
It was very unfortunate.
Acknowledged it.
Right? Acknowledged it. Yeah. You cannot be dismissive about it. So I'm sure women parliamentarians could have risen above their differences and taken a call on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're reduced to a political space.
It was so heartbreaking. The way Sakshi Malik was crying
and
pushed. Very sad.
And
it was
the lathi charge happened. Yeah. It just saddens you, you know, at times. Maybe we should do more for, women. I definitely think that a lot more needs to be
done. I know you're doing something to get women into politics.
Yeah.
You have that program within
mentoring. It's amazing because Aditya ji told me about this. He told me that, you know, Priyanka, everybody has, in the corporation level, we have a 50% reservation. So what happens is, many women, after they become corporators, they're like, we are happy in this space. Now we don't want to think beyond. So his idea at that point, I remember we were discussing this, that we should start an initiative called Prathamti, where we, you know, groom women. Mentor them and get them to move beyond, let's say, corporation level, or maybe encourage them to fight this fight, come to the electoral process. If not the electoral process, have a well-aware voice. So when you're speaking with a sense of conviction. So that is how the Prathamti idea came about, where I said, this is a brilliant idea. Where we get graduate, you know, just a LAMP fellowship. I don't know if you're aware of this. Some parliamentarians are given a LAMP fellow. And they help them and help parliamentarians in their research, drafting parliamentary questions, sometimes their speeches, giving their inputs, etc. So they end up learning a lot in that process. Because they're attached to parliamentarians. Similarly, I started this process where we will only bring in women graduates who are expecting their graduation results. Give them a 6-month course. For 3 months, they would learn politics through women members of parliament, because many times lamb fellows are not as many times they're not assigned to women parliamentarians.
Okay.
Because they also have some numbers, right, who they identify and they give it to, and party wise. So it's the party at times who chooses who to assign the lamb fellow to. So those are limited as well. So I started this, that they will assist only women parliamentarians for 3 months. And 3 months they will go work in the policy space, which is with the Observer Research Foundation. So when they get out of this entire program, they are very clear about their opinions. Because many times women go silent. I know, I remember you telling me you got trolled once so much that you just chosen not to talk about politics.
Yeah.
So I don't want that happens, because women are dropping out of speaking their minds, politically at least. Yeah. You can speak upon every other issue, but as soon as you bring in politics, there are all sides trolling you, right?
Yeah, and you get browbeaten, basically.
Yes, you get browbeaten. You don't want to do that. And you, women need to have a voice in the policy space. Sometimes they feel underconfident. Speaking on financial issues, speaking on tech, digital. I've seen women parliamentarians also say, this is not argument. Everything is your field. Everything is your field. Don't hesitate. So many times, you know, when I sit in the central hall, oh, look, Priyanka is speaking on cryptocurrency. What does she know about it? Probably, dude, I know more because I've read more.
Yeah.
But you speak with that sense of confidence and entitlement because you're a male. And no one will challenge you.
That's right.
So that is what happens. So that's how it began. The idea began that way. It's doing well. And we have, when the first cohort graduated after having worked, they're working in, one of them was with Swiggy, one was with Zomato, in their policy spaces, market research, etc. So it's interesting to see where their career trajectory has taken them.
So you're looking, in the near future and the distant future as well, you expect more participation from women in nation building.
It's going to happen anyway. If by 2029, this bill, which is now an act, comes into practice. एक तो मैंने कोई एक्ट नहीं देखा जो कम्स इनटू एक्शन मच लेटर अराउंड द वर्ल्ड सो आई वाज थ्रिल्ड दैट आई वाज पार्ट ऑफ द हिस्ट्री मेकिंग प्रोसेस राइट आई वाज देयर व्हेन द फाइट कंक्लूडेड फॉर वुमेन बीइंग इन दीस स्पेसेस बट इट्स गोइंग टू बी यू नो स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम 2029 बट आई बिलीव आई हैव बीन टोल्ड दैट अ लॉट ऑफ दीस असेंबली इलेक्शंस विल हैपन दे विल स्टार्ट टू अप्लाई दिस 33% रिजर्वेशन
इमीडिएटली
राइट 25 26 दे विल स्टार्ट टू किक इन दिस एंटायर थिंग एंड देन 29 इलेक्शंस व्हेन द जनरल इलेक्शंस हैपन दैट्स व्हेन वुमेन पार्लियामेंटेरियंस विल कम इन
ओके
बट डीलिमिटेशन इज ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द इश्यूज अलोंग विद द पार्लियामेंटेरियन इलेक्शन बट लेट्स से स्टेट असेंबलीज वी नीड टू हैव वुमेन We can't have them falling by the wayside, seeing no career trajectory.
Have you ever, I know that you went to the Rajya Sabha. What about electoral politics, Priyanka? Is that something that tempts you maybe later?
Many people were telling me that I should contest the 2024 election itself. But I was like, I can't be like sitting in the Rajya Sabha and also asking my party to give me the Lok Sabha and denying someone that space. But I feel that, yes, many people tell me, your true value and connect to people only comes through that. But I think as far as Rajya Sabha is also concerned, or any of the houses are concerned, there could be, of course, the people's mandate. And there is a mandate where you have to contribute in terms of policies beyond your political parties, your policy making. So your contribution, whether you're coming through people's mandate or through MLAs who are mandated by the people, have won that election, are endorsing you to speak up for their state. So at times, it does make me feel that if I lose, then if I fought the election, and I'm like, dude, at least I've tried. If it comes my way, I'd be happy to contest the election and shut up all those mouths that keep saying, hey, kabhi ek vote to lekar hai, vote to lekar hai. The trolling that happened. Why don't you go stand for an election? Koi tumhe 5 vote bhi nahi dega. Abhe tu ko.
Deposit high tech.
Sometimes Bhavwa and I discuss this. She's like, you should contest. She's contesting a battle and she's also seen a lot of trolling and whatever nonsense we've seen. And her getting disqualified.
Which is the next thing we want to talk about. She gets disqualified. On the cards.
She gets disqualified and you're like, but she's fighting that fight. And she's like, Priyanka, true space is this. Come to the Lok Sabha. I want in the Lok Sabha. So sometimes she does get like very...
The behen toh ja pehle, behen piche aati.
I don't know. But she, woh toh ja chuki hai. Usko toh zabardasti unhone nikal diya.
Ja ke aa chuki hai.
Abhi wapas
lotegi.
Aur jab lotegi toh aur badi sheni ban kar. You know how it is.
But what was your take on the entire Mahua episode. I mean,
I think there a lot of excess was done as far as she's concerned. Maybe because she was also, someone who was very vocally speaking up against the government. Yeah. So there were, of course, the parliament ke questions. Let's say, for example, someone's drafting these parliament questions and you've given them that access. Yes, you should be told that you can't do that, ticked off for that. But disqualifying someone who's come through people's... Oh, that is what people's mandate matters, right? She has not been sent by someone's, because the party wanted to send her. Uh-huh. Of course, party gave her the ticket, gave her the symbol. But she won the vote, the will of the people. And you're deciding as a Speaker of the House, ki chalo, 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 hata do isko. You can't do that. You can't silence an entire constituency, whatever her wrongs. But they gave so many, earlier instances of suspending and all that. But I think suspension was not merited for something that she was.
But you think that at the heart of this matter is a dog.
Ek nari, kutte ke liye koi bhi ja sakti. I mean, ask me, like my children tell me, we have a dog at home and I hate calling him a dog, he's Dio. He's like my child.
Dio.
Usme bhi sab log mujhe troll karne lag jayenge ki isko dikhta bhi brandy hai. Dio hai uske naam. And
how did Dio come?
Oh yeah, that's a very tragic story, and both of y'all have heard that story, right? So basically, I lost my beagle who was just 1 year, 3 months old, and I was devastated. And this is something, when we were growing up, five of us, brother, sister, my brother was very passionate about having a pet at home, and because of him, jaise, 4 months, jo bhi mange, to wo hota nahi hai, par beta mange, aapko katara mange, to sab kuch ho jata hai. To uske liye aaya. So there was a dog we had at my mom's place. But when she died, I know how devastated I was. And I knew I can't have my children or myself go through this entire process again. But Arnav was leaving for America at that time. And both of them got me. I was emotional.
Yeah.
My daughter was emotional. And they both got together, ganged up together and said, okay, force mama to help bring a dog at home.
Allied forces.
And what happened was there was a dog up for adoption, which is a beagle. And so they agreed that, okay, we'll give the beagle. And she was abandoning. Someone had abandoned the beagle.
Oh.
So I said, okay, let's bring him home. I would rather have an abandoned dog or whatever to get a house, right? So everything was agreed upon. My daughter went and bought stuff. But suddenly the lady changed her mind.
Oh.
She said, I'll keep the dog. Yeah. And I think that triggered it. And my daughter was howling. And my son was saying, how mean can you be? Why can't you just get a dog? And that's how the beagle came into her life. 1 year, 3 months, and it's like hamari aankhon ka tara types totally, and suddenly passed away. Just suddenly. And I was again very devastated. I said, there's no more pet. Nothing doing. Then my husband surprisingly comes up with this total emotional angle to it. Ki tum to Delhi chali jaati ho, beta wahan pe rehta nahi hai,
ghar suna suna,
beti ghar suna suna. So I was like, is he asking me for another baby or something? So he said, you should. And I'm like, no way, not happening. But then I went to Delhi and he used to call me up every day very depressed. Ke tum hi aa jaogi. So I said, listen, let me. So I actually gave him a surprise and the golden retriever came home. But wo actually mera bachcha ban gaya.
Easier. The delivery was easier.
And one day
I won't need therapy also.
And no postpartum.
Dog won't need therapy, no postpartum.
So it's basically resolved a lot of
issues.
So anyway, so yeah, Vikram's happy. Dio's become like my aankhon ka tara totally. Both the children now accuse me of loving him more than
which might well be true.
I told them, listen, dude, he gives me unconditional love.
It's, yeah.
Your love comes with conditions.
Yeah.
So I'd rather him.
So now, speaking of dogs and Mahua and, your Rajasthan.
Yes, so I don't blame her. Basically, the point is I don't blame her.
Yeah. What was it? Harry, Henry?
Henry.
Henry, yeah.
As very gentlemanly name. Photo with Henry and everyone's, because there was a post, he has an Instagram account.
Oh,
sure.
So I had a very, which Mahua had clicked. It was a lovely picture of me and Henry. It's such a good looking dog he is. So,
who is he with now? With Mahua, right?
No, he's with
Acha, with the vindictive ex.
I'm not saying anything for that.
Man scorned. Okay. So you grew up in Bombay and you say Bombay has given you everything. But now as a Rajya Sabha member, you live in Lachin's Delhi in a lovely government house. How has this shift from Bombay to Delhi been? And share with us the good, the bad, the ugly, all the aspects of living in Delhi versus Bombay. And the funny. With you, the funny is
a given.
Yeah. A given.
So, of course, as compared to this little house that we live in Mumbai versus what has been allotted to me, jo Delhi standards se to abhi chota hi hai.
Oho.
But mere standards se, you know how Mumbai standards are.
We live in shoeboxes.
We're like, dude, there's a chotu lawn aage, chotu lawn piche, and we are happy. And I don't stay there, right? So, yeah. I only go when the parliament is in session, yeah. And there's Lodhi Garden right across the road. So, those are the pluses that I have. The minuses are that... boss, who do you call to this home, right? Because everybody has larger homes.
True.
Yeah.
We will come.
She actually. I told you. She said.
She said.
Or, dekho, the other part of it is that I feel that the social life depends a lot on where you come from.
Sure.
Right? That you right now are in some position of. I wouldn't say power because we are not in the government.
But it's like,
you know, out of whatever number of MPs we send to the parliament, you have out in a nation of 1.4 billion. I'm one of those, right? So sometimes the friendships are very superficial.
And conditional.
And also from where you're coming from. It took me a lot of time to adjust to that system. So I remember where I used to go to the central hall and I used to like, blah, 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 blah. And वो पूरा चीज घूमकर I thought कि you know how Mumbai is ना तुमने अभी मैंने तुम दोनों से gossip कर ली फिर you would have forgotten about it also and moved on right वहाँ पे there's nothing like moving on it all like प्रियंका ने ना ये बोला ये जब Chinese whispers की तरफ तुम्हारे
पास Delhi circular you know that right
central hall also was circular only सारी खबर घूम फिरकर तुम्हारे पास totally distorted version about yourself आ रहा है and that is how I learned it the hard way that a lot of people already have decided
Yeah.
That, oh, Priyanka is that kind of a person and she's this, she's that. Bahut sari cheezein suni hai. One day, I remember Jayaji sitting me down and telling me, ke tum yahan par kaam karne aaye ho ya tum bas yehi karne. You know how she is at times. So, I said, she's like, you know, everything gets passed on. Everything is... I mean, you know, people in the Lok Sabha, thanks to the Central Hall, jo Rajya Sabha ki log baat kare, wo Lok Sabha tak bhi pahunch jati hai, kyunki it's circular.
But that's very kind of her to warn you about
it. Yeah, she's been a very good mentor that way. You know, she used to kind of warn me of some people she'd already known, warn me of not speaking my mind. You know,
maybe
Mumbai
she realizes that you're also an outsider, meaning
she's also come into that space.
Yeah. So many times she, and I think she, whoever she takes under her wing, in the sense who she feels needs a sense of being told what needs to be done, she does it in a very bebak manner, which is good. I like that honesty. I think because it's a very Mumbai thing, right?
Yeah.
That you, just like you'd feel open about telling me whatever you feel like. And then you move on. Eh? You've corrected, you're wrong and you moved on. But it doesn't happen there. So the relationships are also, maybe I haven't seen like lasting relationships or maybe because I've come to, from a point where, of course, I was in Delhi when I was struggling also in the Congress party.
Right.
Nobody came to me then. There were no lasting friendships, right? So,
but the same attention you get there now, certainly didn't come away
then, changes.
Right?
It changes. Like in Mumbai, nobody cares. So you know, even if Shah Rukh Khan, if he's traveling on the same road as us, but with no airs, right? Whenever he enters, we are not going to go like, there is going to be some attraction to
him.
I will go,
Shah Rukh Khan. Sorry.
Shah Rukh Khan to maybe. I took a wrong example. let's say not Shah Rukh Khan. There's normalcy. Shah Rukh is here, great. Photo kichwali, now move on. But wahan par thoda hai. There's this being starstruck, power.
So have you become more guarded now?
Extremely. At least there. Yahan par to I'm the way I am. Bindas Ruby bolia. But wahan par no.
You can't be that way there.
You can't be.
Is it more difficult for you because you're a woman, you feel?
100%. 100%. It's because you're staying alone, right? Family refused to move. And I think it's absolutely right on their part. They're like, we will move back baggage there. It's a period of 6 years.
Yeah. So this, hold on. A woman living alone. An empowered woman living alone. An attractive, empowered woman living alone. Is a perceived threat to society even today.
You saw what
today.
Mawa went through, right? You've seen what she went through. The judgment and the things that were spoken about her. Because she is a fighter chick and she's fighting.
And she's attractive and whatever.
Yeah, exactly. All the qualities you're speaking about. So it does happen. When they choose to gang up, they gang up. And brutally so. So you, I learned to be a lot more careful about, regarded about my thoughts, about what I think and what I think about other people.
Yeah.
And earlier I used to, in good faith, you know, chat about, you know, this happened, that happened. Now I stopped doing that.
So image, how important is it for women politicians to maintain a certain image? For example, I know somebody who is a politician. She can't go clubbing, dancing, even with her husband and her family in India. She does that when there are no cameras in some foreign destination, when she can let her hair down. She's always in Indian clothes here. I mean, see, it happens in a lot of professions, okay? To be taken seriously, you have to conform to a certain image. Is that a struggle?
No.
I think you're pretty open.
Yeah, well, look at my Instagram account. Yeah, wherever I'm going out for dinner, my photo's out there. I have never partied outside of my nation.
Yeah. Would you go clubbing in India?
Maybe because I'm not a clubbing person. But yes, I wouldn't hesitate if some of my friends want to go clubbing. I'd be happy to go clubbing. I have absolutely... I don't think... This entire idea of politicians having to live a certain boring life... I think that thing has to change. That narrative has to change.
There's hypocrisy in that, isn't
there? You know? And obviously, every member of parliament, there are a lot of young members of parliament, right? They also, we hang out together.
I think that is a very big difference today. That's a big change today versus, say, 20, 30 years ago. There are too many young participants in this game now.
And also, yes, young participants want to see one of their own.
Yes.
Don't be judgmental about us. Don't be judgmental about our lingo, our language, our Gen Z language, etc.
And you all hang out together, huh?
Yeah, we do hang out together. And I have no hesitation in sharing that part of my life also. Simply because I think women who create these barriers should end it, simply because it's doing huge injustice to other women who want to live a life which is, you know, open for all to see. My rules, what I feel like doing.
But you have the confidence to do that, Priyanka. A lot of women who come in might not have the confidence and may feel that they have to conform in a certain way.
That is what I'm saying, that those barriers need to be broken, because the barriers are only in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because the country, obviously, if you're coming from a town or constituency which is obviously, conservative, then you obviously make those choices. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I come from Mumbai, I can totally understand where you're coming from, but... I know the example you're quoting is a person from an urban center, right?
Sure, yes.
Urban center, because they are the ones who will probably have more responsibility to break those sentiments of, you know, oh, this is how we must conform
to the
idea of politics.
She exercises so much caution here. It's almost like you're a politician. You can't be seen having a good time.
No,
in the most innocent manner possible.
If we don't have, let's say, holding
a beer bottle
2 hours out or whatever good time that we choose to have, I think you are sending a very wrong message out to. Ki sirf kaam karo, kaam karo, kaam karo. Like, gadha bhi 24 ghante kaam karta hai.
Narayan Murthy ko sunne mat dena.
No, kahi nahi. I mean, I respect you, Mr. Narayan Murthy, but no, it doesn't work like that. Theek hai, very successful company did it as per what he believed were the work ethics, but it doesn't apply to all.
So, you know, we've talked about challenges of being a career politician. There must be some perks of the job also.
Perks.
Like CIS and people receiving you at the airport. Can you just paint a picture for us?
Still, you're a parliamentarian. You can choose to. If you don't want to, you can also not inform them about your travel. But most of the time I do, because I think that's the only ethical thing to do. Okay, aap bata dein kya pa rahe hain aur aap travel karne wale hain. To ye hai, ghar mila hua hai, wo I think... like I said, Mumbai ke ghar se wo ghar dekhenge to hai aali shaan hai. It is good space to be in. The second thing is ki, of course, you get a salary as a member of parliament. Though people grudge that salary because adjournments hoti hain, sab hoti hain. But besides these adjournments, there are many other things that we continue to do. Main bhi bahut bolti thi, oh, inko kyun salary raise chahiye, kya chahiye, kyun salary milti bhi hai. But wo samajh mein aata hai ki yaar, standing committee meetings hoti hain, ye hota hai, wo hota hai. Ek assistant diya jata hai. I wish their salaries increased, definitely, because it's very difficult the times we live in to live at the expense of the expensive lifestyle that we have. So wo thoda kisi ke liye bhi dikkat wala hoga. Protocol was yahi hai ki when you're going to a particular destination, there'll be someone to pick you up from the airport authority as well as
and you don't have to go through the baggage screening and security screening.
No, we have to.
Do the VVIP entry.
No. Yes, I mean, but ye hai ki tumhe assistant mil jayegi. But so many times you tell me, ma'am, aap line tod do, and all that. Aise nahi, mujhe line mein nahi todni
hai. Then what's the fun?
Phir gaali tumse hi milegi. Koi video journalist ban jayega, citizen journalist. Dekho Priyanka Chaturvedi, ye baat karti hai badi badi. So I don't do that. We don't do that at all. So and many parliamentarians don't even take that, you know. So it's
so you, when you return to the country from somewhere, you don't get the diplomatic pass too.
Oh, you have that. See? So just say, because I have a diplomatic passport. Again, that's my choice. Unfortunately, my old passport tha, wo renew nahi kiya kyunki I had this diplomatic passport. But unfortunately, isliye ho jata hai ki now every time if I have to travel, even if I'm going on a personal trip, I will now have to inform. Keep the you know protocol in place that finance ministry is informed for the FEMA guidelines or whatever. And this is, I think it's a process which, in the larger idea of transparency, it's a good thing. So, jaise main koi sarkar koi mujhe koi invite kara hai. Okay, one thing I want to clear now that you asked me about diplomatic passport. Main kahin bhi jaati hoon, mujhe us country se nyota aata hai. Meri tax paying janta mera koi paisa nahi de rahi us travel ke liye. देखो दूसरों के पैसे में मौज के हिसाब चली जाती है. नेक्स्ट ट्रोलिंग ये होगी. तो आई विल ऑल्सो टेल देम, मैं मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ फाइनेंस से क्लियरेंस लेती हूँ, मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स से मैंडेट लेती हूँ, तभी मैं फिर बाहर जाती हूँ. सो देयर्स अ प्रोसेस. इफ यू आर यूजिंग अ डिप्लोमेटिक पासपोर्ट, आई एम वेरी कॉन्शियस ऑफ द फैक्ट दैट आई एम यूजिंग दिस. तो हाँ, वो एक सेपरेट लाइन होती है, पर उस लाइन को पे खड़े होने के लिए मैंने प्रोसेस पूरा किया.
आई हैव ऑफन लुक्ड एट द लाइन विद
एनवी.
कुछ नहीं होता, उसमें भी लंबी लाइन लग जाती है आजकल. एवरीबडी इज गोइंग थ्रू दैट.
एवरीवन इज अ डिप्लोमेट.
नो, एवरीबडी ऑल्सो हैज कॉन्टैक्ट्स विद डिप्लोमेट्स,
राइट? ओ, बट आई वॉज वेरी इम्प्रेस्ड. आई मेट हर जयपुर. वी वर एट द जयपुर लिट फेस्ट टुगेदर. And Priyanka comes in with a car and a personal security guard. And we were going about town with that. And I told my husband, I think this is the first time in my life I felt so important.
PSO, you get one. So because you're a member of parliament, you get one PSO from where you stay, where you're coming from, the state you're coming from, that you get. And Delhi mein, if they feel, they see the risk evaluation or whatever. So that is how they do it. But I don't have any. There was somebody in Delhi where I said I don't need anybody here. But I was given, one person was allotted, but that also has been withdrawn now.
Oh, our commiserations.
What a tragedy.
Are kya commiserations? It's a relief because they register everything that you're doing.
Right?
कौन आ रहा है, कौन जा रहा है, तुम कहाँ निकल रही हो, आपके साथ बैठकर अगर जा रहे हैं, so that's also information gathering. Sorry,
glass ball. You're living in a glass ball.
It's information gathering. So I'm a very private. At Mumbai, mein everybody is, right? They care. Jitni right to privacy.
Actually,
hum ladte
even if you don't have a private person, you have no choice.
Yeah,
you live in these little tiny houses. Yeah, in high-rise
exactly.
Buildings.
So, jo bhi little bit of sham of privacy hamare paas hai, usko we guard it with all our lives, right? So in that way, it's a relief. There's nobody monitoring you all the time. But yeah, so that is one thing that you get. Not that meri koi jaan ko khatra hai, but
when Kiran and I take you up on your invitation and visit you, then you will see your life in Delhi.
आप खान मार्केट जरूर जाएगा, मुझे आपको खान मार्केट गैंग बनाना है. और खान मार्केट मेरे घर से 2 मिनट दूरी का है. खान मार्केट गैंग तुमको भी बनाना है, जैसे तुम्हारी ट्रोलिंग हो.
चलो अभी इस एज में गैंग मेंबर्स बन
जाते हैं. ऑल द एलीट पीपल हैंग आउट इन छतरपुर. इट शुड बी कॉल्ड छतरपुर गैंग.
ए रियली? मैं तो कभी नहीं गई छतरपुर.
व्हाट आर यू सेइंग प्रियंका?
मैं सिर्फ खान मार्केट क्योंकि सब लोग खान मार्केट गैंग कह रहे थे. मैंने ठीक है, आई वांट टू बी अ गैंग मेंबर.
आई थिंक माय लास्ट क्वेश्चन, यू नो द
आई थिंक खान मार्केट एंड देयर इज अ खन्ना मार्केट. ओके, खन्ना मार्केट से मेरा सारा राशन आता है वहां से. खान मार्केट इज जस्ट लाइक हैंग.
सो वी आर नॉट सपोज्ड टू बी खन्ना मार्केट गैंग.
नो, यू विल गो टू द खान मार्केट. सो फर्स्ट यू गेट द लेबल, राइट? यू अर्न दैट लेबल.
ओके.
अच्छा, व्हाट डू यू डू फॉर योर सैनिटी? इट्स अ हाई प्रेशर जॉब.
या
यू लिव इन अ ग्लास बाउल. And life in itself has its own
stresses,
curveballs and stresses it throws at you. What do you do? Do you have a practice to keep yourself sane?
Not really. Excellent. I think I'm part of that, I would say, insanity that prevails in this nation. and I'm a proud part of it. Simply because I would say a lot of chatter comes from political spaces. And if you want to be in this space, you better be part of the system.
So there's no time actually.
to...
Nothing.
I think she thrives on the energy.
I think, yeah. Sometimes it drives you also.
It does.
Kabhi-kabhi aisa hota na ki jaise maine koi tweet kiya aur kisi ne troll hi nahi kiya, and I'm like, hai? Galti kya hui? Koi ek banda liya? तुम तो कुछ गलत हुआ मुझसे, कुछ गलत ट्वीट कर दिया, डिलीट मारो.
That's so funny.
So sometimes it's like that. कभी-कभी जब टीवी पे मैंने कुछ बोल दिया हो and it hasn't created a buzz या लोगों ने जवाब देना नहीं चालू किया कि who are you, तूने पार्टी बदली, एक राज्यसभा सीट के लिए पार्टी बदली, you know those kind of things, पनौती और पार्टी को खत्म कर दिया, so much things are hurt. अगर कोई रिएक्शन नहीं, I'm like, लगता है I wasn't up to the mark.
That's your adrenaline.
Yeah, I guess it's
takes a
I
lot,
used to
right?
cry nights, and I was and my husband would be like, "You choose, you're choosing." I'm like, "Dude, at least you can be sensitive." Puri duniya ek taraf, tu bhi usi taraf.
But our husband's ever sensitive. You expect too much from
him. I told you so.
You have chosen this world, and you know what happened was, I remember. Google, so once I became a spokesperson, right? So there was immense curiosity because suddenly out of the blue, some Priyanka Chaturvedi has been made a media panelist. Congress mein kabhi hua nahi hai ye, by the way. Ke koi district secretary seedha national media panelist bani ho. So there was immense curiosity. Ek to unke paas mera phone number bhi nahi tha, pata hai? All India Congress Committee mein appointment to ho gaya, unke paas mera phone number nahi tha. Ab wo dhoondne iska phone number.
Is this how they function in the party?
No.
This is very telling.
It was something which came so... Kyunki us samay koi pravakta, us samay par Anna Hazare movement ki tha, samay par UPA khatam hone ke time par, koi jana nahi chahta tha. So they were looking for new faces. Hai na, to they didn't have my number. And suddenly there was this immense curiosity. And mera Google, my Instagram and all was pretty open to all, right? Suddenly I see my Universal Studios gayi thi Singapore with Vikram ke saath shorts pehni hui hu. Suddenly that video, that image goes on Twitter, some shit. And then I'm like, hello, my private life up there. My husband, I was in my photo bhi chal rahi hai. So those were things that we adjusted to, right? So ye hota hai, I mean, so just that...
Now it's par for the course for you. Now
I'm happy with the insanity that prevails.
Lovely.
Okay, lovely.
Agar is desh mein sanity aa gayi na, to uska jo
the wheels
jo rehne ka maza hai is desh mein, wo khatam ho jata hai. I think it's just the buzz that keeps this country going, right? From all parts of the country, world, country.
But let the insanity be at a little manageable levels.
I would say insanity in the sense where it doesn't lead to violence, hate, and the kind of narrative you're seeing, just go towards, it's buzzing all the time from every part of the, any state in the country is coming up with some news.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like,
it's almost hard to keep up with that.
It is. Sometimes kya hota hai ki there's some issue that has happened and I have not commented on it. Uske baare mein oh look, isne isliye comment nahi kiya kyunki iske party alliance ke members hai, isliye nahi bol rahi hai. Maine padha hi nahi bhai sahab. Kabhi kabhi ye bhi hota na ki nahi padha hai, samay nahi mila.
You know, if you decide to ever quit politics, you can do political comedy.
Main to
excellent.
Tum log please mujhe third member podcast bana dena.
Done deal.
Aur fir hum khoob mazak banayenge.
But first we have to visit the Luttin's bungalow.
Please aaiye. Please wahan pe ek podcast bhi shoot karo.
मतलब आप तो यही प्रे करते हैं कि तू कायम रहे.
प्लीज करो यार,
सो दैट वी कैन विजिट यू.
प्लीज 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 आप सबसे बोलूंगी यही प्रार्थना करते हैं.
थैंक्स सो मच.
थैंक यू सो मच. दिस हैज बीन अ हूट.
थैंक्स फॉर कमिंग.
थैंक यू सो मच. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी हियर.